WNCW presents another Friday feature interview of the week. I'm Paul Foster. A very good morning. This week we have an opportunity to celebrate North Carolina and talk to Our State Magazine. She's been with us in the past, and we want to welcome back the editor-in-chief, Elizabeth Hudson. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
We always have fun talking with you and talking about what's in the latest editions of Our State Magazine. And let's get right to the edition that came out recently. The January edition refers to a warm winter escape. And on the cover, it reads Biltmore's Hidden Jungle.
Oh, boy. We are so excited to kick off 2019 with this issue. It is so cheerful and bright and colorful with the Biltmore Conservatory. People know the Biltmore Estate. You know, you've been to the house, I'm sure. A lot of people don't know about right behind the house is a 7,000-square-foot indoor garden, basically, that is just beautiful. And everybody should go. We're calling it the warmest room in winter.
You guys, of course, not only have the great story, but some beautiful pictures of the conservatory.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're known for their orchids there. There's just a spectacular room that is filled with orchids, exotic plants that wouldn't even believe are growing in western North Carolina. There's a room with banana plants. You can actually see bananas hanging from the tree. It is just a spectacular place. And some of the darker days of winter set in. A place like this will lift everybody's spirits.
Certainly a very familiar place to so many of our listeners here in western North Carolina. But as you said, don't just think of the house. Think about touring the entire grounds and putting the Victorian Conservatory on the list. Elizabeth, another article from our region features Adam and Emily Hobson of Yancey County. It's about connecting with the land and actually connecting with cows.
Exactly. This is a new feature that we are running every month in our state that we just love, and it's a farm tour. You know, we're an agricultural state, so anywhere you drive down back roads in the state, you're going to see cows grazing in a field. You're going to see sheep, you know, up in a meadow. This month, we're featuring, as you said, Emily and Adam Hobson. They are in Burnsville in Yancey County, and they are Highland cow farmers. You know, those are the ones that kind of have the shaggy hair over their eyes. They look like they need a little bit of a haircut. But they're young farmers, just a young couple, and they've moved to this land. It's Emily's family farmland, and really are just connecting with the land there and raising their cows. The photos in this issue are just spectacular. You're going to love seeing them. Of course, they name their little cows, Little Girl, Tiny Tim, Finnegan, Loretta. You're going to want to meet these cows.
And maybe the most popular calf of all goes by the name of Baby James. I like how the story tells us that Baby James bonded with dogs on the farm.
Exactly. That's right. Well, you know how people sometimes say, oh, you'll love my cat. It's just like a dog. Well, in this case, it's like a cow. Just a really fun, cheerful story. If you go visit Happy Hens and Highlands is the name of the place. If you do go visit, they have T-shirts, coffee mugs with Baby James's face on it. He's even got his own Instagram. I think he has about 130,000 people who follow him on Instagram.
Baby James. Elizabeth Hudson is our guest on WNCW's More to the Story as we talk about and celebrate Our State Magazine. Elizabeth, in the January edition, give our listeners out there maybe an example of an article that takes place out of Western North Carolina, something else you would recommend to readers.
Well, you know, every issue we do try to represent the entire state. So we are geographically balanced. So there's something no matter where you might be traveling. We're going to take a look at outdoor shops, outdoor outfitters, you know, places like Mass General Store, and of course that's in the mountains, but there's another one, New Sports Shop in eastern North Carolina, that's sort of that version of Mass General Store. We've got a great feature that is about the off season in Beaufort in eastern North Carolina. A lot of people love to go to Beaufort, and believe it or not, you know, wintertime is a great chance to do that. So we've got a good profile on what that town is like really in the off season. One of my favorite stories in this month's issue is about something that happened in Rocky Mount, again in eastern North Carolina, when a well-known speaker came to the high school in the 60s and gave a speech. This was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And would you know that he gave his famous I Have a Dream speech in an auditorium in Rocky Mount before the rest of the country heard it in Washington, D.C. So just, I love this story. It really is a look at a historical event that kind of had its beginnings in North Carolina that a lot of people would never know about.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, not to mention, of course, we're just a few days away from the holiday recognizing the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., which will be on Monday.
Exactly. That's right.
You know, you talk about you guys looking across the state. I just wanted to get an idea. Say you're planning a future edition. Do you get around a round table with your colleagues and kind of say, here's an idea, let's travel and look into this? How does it all come together?
We absolutely do that. You know, I travel around the state a lot. We work about a year in advance of issues, if you can believe that. We shoot seasonal photography. So, you know, for instance, right now we are photographing for our January and February issues for next year. So 2020 is what we are already planning for. A lot of people don't realize that we work that far in advance. So our February issue will be up pretty soon. It's got a biscuits theme. There is a spectacular cover of a biscuit that if it's not going to make you hungry, then I don't know what to tell you. And we've planned a great issue for March. We've got a big feature on the Mountains to Sea Trail. Again, we shot that last year in preparation for this coming March. Our April issue is devoted to spring festivals. Fabulous story on Merle Fest, which, of course, I know you're all familiar with. Really excited about that one. We've just got so many great things that are coming up for 2019. I can't wait for people to see the magazine.
So glad you're teasing a little bit about some of these upcoming editions. Let's remind everyone, Elizabeth, if someone is interested in a subscription to the magazine, how could they get in touch with you guys and make that happen?
Well, we make it easy by going to our website, ourstate.com. You can sign up right there on the website. It's $29.99 for a year, which is a great deal. Every single month, you get to hear and see the stories that I'm talking about. You can certainly give us a call, 800-948-1409. We make it easy for you.
So proud of our state, which celebrates North Carolina, and Elizabeth Hudson. We thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
WNCW's Friday Feature of the Week is also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul.